I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. As Haiti awaits the final results of its disputed presidential election, uncertainty plagues outreach organizations. Last month's elections caused many Haitians to flood the streets in protest, claiming the elections were rigged. EFCA's Touch Global was just one organization that had to put a new Congolese initiative on hold. Director of Touch Global, Jim Snyder.
The Evangelical Free Church in Congo has expressed a desire to send missionaries to Haiti to respond to the needs of the people there and to engage in a church planning work there.
It's on hold until at least March. Next, as opposition to Jesus Christ grows around the world, Christians are understanding more the radical nature of the gospel they follow, says Global Advance's David Shibley. In 2011, Global Advance looks forward to gathering together strategic Christian leaders from around the world and growing its discipleship initiatives.
Built upon a stronger network than ever of relationships that have been forged often in the fires of the challenges that our brothers are meeting in many nations, we look forward to even greater advance in the coming year.
And a ministry is making sure young people stay focused on God's calling in their life. It's the second Traction Conference held in Rockland, California, January 5th through the 7th. Traction 2011 is for today's young people, 18 to 30, designed to provide a platform to strategize, counsel, guide, and connect you with God's passion. Traction will feature 6 general sessions and 70 workshops focused on life issues, world religions, justice, and more. We'll help you get traction at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News daily at your personal email address, and it's free, complete with pictures and links to expanded news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's the MNN daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.